Mr. Wong Wing Hao, July 26th. Mr. Hao, when did you come to Canada?
I came to Canada in 1916 when I was 15 years old.
Why did you come to Canada?
Well, I came to Canada to improve myself and a better opportunity, a job opportunity, and in the same time, they have a free schooling in Canada.
What was life like in China before you came?
Oh, in China, and the life was pretty hard in China before I came to Canada. I quit school when I was 12 years old. Then I got a job on the farm, and I get very little money for it, just about board and room. And I only worked 6 months on the farm, and I took sick. I went home, then when I come back asking for my pay, and the boss says, he said, I break the contract, and he refused to pay me.
What kind of work was this on the farm?
On the farm, planting rice, and growing potato, and plow, and harvesting time, work on the farm.
So how long was the trip over when you to come over to Canada?
How long it take to come over? Take 22 day the fast CPR boat, the Imbus Azo. That was in 1916.
How did you pay for the passage?
My uncle should pay for the passage, yeah. When I came to Canada, I have to pay a $500 a head tax to the Canadian government. And my uncle should pay it for me, but I pay him back to him as soon as I got the job.
What was your uncle doing here?
My uncle was running a restaurant. In Golden.
In Golden. Mm-hmm. So what kind of work did you do when you first got here?
A part-time, when I first came here, I attended school in Golden. And after school, I worked in the dining room and try to wait on table and learn English in the same time. Yeah.
So you went to English school in the daytime?
Yeah, English school in the daytime.
Were there many Chinese learning English in Golden at that time?
Not very many, just a few. Most of all Tamil came over, they didn't have a chance to go to school. Because his age, because he was married before he came to Canada, he had to support his family, try to get a funny job as soon as he arrived in Canada. Except a few may be born in this country, and children, you know, to go to school. I don't think more than half a dozen Chinese at that time.
Going to school. Were they all from China? They were people from China.
No, I think maybe two or three from China, maybe two or three born in this country.
So you worked in the dining room as a waiter.
Yeah.
How was the work like? How many hours a day did you work?
Oh, I wrote, let me see now, I finished school maybe 3 o'clock afternoon, and I woke till maybe 9 o'clock in the evening. Then I do some homework and go to bed, get up maybe 7 in the morning and do a little more work before I go to school. Yeah.
Was the work hard, and was did you find being a waiter hard work?
Not too hard. I love it. Yeah, I like the work, yeah.
Were the people nice? Were the customers good to you?
Eh?
Were the customers good to you?
Yeah, the customers pretty good, yeah. They are very good to me, yeah.
Did you have any problems with your English?
Yeah, at first, you know. At first, first 2-3 years, when I went to school, you know, when I attended school, and the teacher, you know, teaching English to me, I can't understand the word English, you know. But after 2 years, I began to understand pretty good, yeah.
How much did you get paid in the restaurant?
I think I get $10 a month, yeah. In group and boarding rooms, and they pay me board and room and go to school in the same time.
So you were you living with your uncle?
Yes.
So he gave you $10 a month?
Yeah, yeah, he gave me, yeah, that's right.
How long did you work as a waiter?
I worked there for 3 years. Yeah, 3 years.
And then what happened?
And then I went to Gold Lake in Saskatchewan.
Gold Lake.
Yeah, Gold Lake, Saskatchewan. And I attended school there 1 year. Then after I quit the school, then I worked in the restaurant and put in there all my life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you worked in another restaurant in...
Yeah, that's right. On Gold Lake, Saskatchewan.
What did you do there?
Well, in the waiting table, yeah, waiter.
Was the pay better?
They pay me $60 a month and 12 hours a day, and every day in the week.
Every day of the week, $60
yeah.
a month.
Yeah, $60 a month. Yeah, I booked 12 hours.
Were there many Chinese in Gold Lake?
And there's a few. There's a long way and three cafes. Oh, I would say about maybe 25, 30 people.
What,
China.
What did they do, most of them?
Run a restaurant, operate a restaurant. Most of them, yeah.
What about in Golden? Back in Golden, what were most of the Chinese doing there?
The Chinese, Western and laundry. They had, I think we had 2 laundry in Golden at that time. Yeah. And in some of them, I think a lot of the Chinese work in a sawmill too. There's a big sawmill in Golden. Yeah.
What kind of work did the Chinese do in the sawmill?
Piling lumber. Yeah.
Were they contracted to work there?
No, they paid them so much a day or so much an hour. Yeah.
Were there
so much an hour, I think.
Were there also white people working at the sawmill?
Right?
Were there white people working at the sawmill?
Just some Chinese, mostly white people, you know.
But the Chinese piled the lumber.
I said pile the lumber. Lumber pile.
Did they get paid the same wages as the white people?
Now I was so young in there, I don't know how what they get. Yeah.
So how long were you in Gold Lake, Saskatchewan?
Let me see. I was there about 2 years. Yeah.
Were there many Chinese families there? Were there women there?
No, practically no Chinese women. In those days, they not allowed the women to come into the country, you know, because the immigration law.
No women were allowed.
Except a professional, see. If you are a teacher, a minister church, maybe allow you to bring your family in the country. But in those days, the Chinese came to this country mostly laborers, you know. They're not allowed to bring your wife to the country.
How did you feel about this? Were you angry? How did you feel about this?
Well, we feel, we don't feel right, but not very much we can do about it. See, we live in a family, lots of men got married, got children in China. They leave them in China. Well, some of them never see them for years and years. And some of them never save enough to take a trip to see the family.
What happened? Where did you go after Gold Lake, Saskatchewan?
I intend to go to school, you know, until I finish high school. But my uncle told me, he said, you need the money, you got to quit school and go to work. So I just go to attend school just 1 year.
What grade did you finish then?
I finished in 7.
Grade 7?
Yeah, grade 7.
And then you had to go to work?
Yeah, I have to go to work. Well, to support my family, I have a family, and sister and brother, and a father, see.
Were they here in Canada?
No, they were in China at that time.
Did you have to send money back?
Mm-hmm.
How much money did you send back?
Well, I sent them as much I can spare. Yeah.
So, where did you go after Gold Lake, Saskatchewan then?
My uncle, and not the same uncle who brought me over from China, but I have another uncle. Well, he was in Kamloops, and he sent me in a telegram and told me to come to Kamloops and to manage this cafe. Yeah, when I first came to Kamloops, 1922. And he paid me, he told me to manage in this Western, and he was paying me $75 a month. Yeah. And I was very happy to get $75. Then a year later, he increased it to $100 a month. Yeah.
So what kind of work, how long had your uncle been in Kamloops?
He was here till I came, and he bought this cafe in 1922. Then he went back to China in 1927. And before he went back, he turned this cafe over to his son. Then I worked in for his son. And until till 1945, then his son, my uncle's son, sold this cafe to me. And I own this cafe since after the war, 1945. Then, up till 10 years ago, Then I turned this cafe over to my son. Yeah, he's operated it now. Yeah.
When you first came to Kamloops, were there a lot of Chinese living here?
Yes. There's more Chinese in when I first came to Kamloops than now. There are about 800 Chinese. They're all farming. They're a gardener. And they grew potato and tomato, mainly tomato and potato. Yeah. We have two cannery in Kamloops one time. And Chinese are farming around here, around maybe 20 miles square.
Did the Chinese work in the canneries too?
Yeah. A lot of Chinese work in the cannery, yeah, I think.
Did you know any of the farmers?
Oh, yes, yeah.
What were they like?
Oh, they work hard. They didn't make very much money. And they work all summer long. If they have a good crop, they make little money, then they send most of them to support the family. And not always making monies. And some year when the crops fail, and the weather condition against them, you know, maybe they have a good crop, and the early frost come, you know, in September, well, that killed the tomatoes.
What happened to them if there was a bad crop?
Well, they have to borrow money from some of them, maybe some from some friend, maybe some of them from the packing house, you know, try to live over till next year. When they have a good crop, they pay them back, pay them off.
Yeah. Where did they borrow the money from?
They borrow money from, you see, when you have a crop, you turn all your product to the packing house, and they lend you the money. If you have a good crop, well, they sell your crop, then they take them off what you ordered before, then they pay you.
Did the Chinese buy the land they were farming on?
I don't think they allowed them to buy land in those days. Oh. They not allow Chinese to buy land.
So were they farming, were they working for
land? Leased it, yeah. Rented from the landlord.
Do you know how much it would cost to lease land?
I have no idea what they pay, you know.
What about, did you know any cannery workers?
Cannery?
Yeah.
Yes.
What were they like? What was the work like in the cannery?
Oh, and they like the job, and they work in the cannery, and they peel tomato, and the cannery, they like it. They like the job, yeah. But only last few weeks in the years, you know, in September, in October, I guess.
What did they do after September and October?
Well, some of them not doing anything all winter. You have to lay off all winter in the spring. They might get a job on the farm.
But did they have enough money to live through the winter?
They usually have, yeah. They usually carry them over because the room was but a loo in those days, maybe $3-4 a month. See, you can get a room, $3-4 a month, and do stay. And you can live, maybe cook your own meal. You could get by maybe $15-20, $15-20 a month.
Did you ever meet some of the Chinese that worked on the railway?
Yes, I meet some of them. They work on the railroad, on the 16, you know, yeah, on the CPR.
What did they tell you? Did they tell you what work was like then?
They didn't tell me very much, but they worked pretty hard, and they got one day's off. They come to town. We have the Chinatown in Kamloops here, and they come in and have some fun and play a game.
Was it a very big Chinatown then?
Yes, yes, about... Oh, I would say altogether maybe 900 people here in Kamloops, yeah. And those days, put a bait for a small town. Kamloops was very small, and population between 4,000 and 5,000, yeah.
900 Chinese in a population of 4,000 to 5,000.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Kamloops population now around about, I would say about 300, maybe 300, that's all.
What was the restaurant business like when you took over this place?
Eh?
When you started to administer this restaurant, what was business like?
Oh, business pretty good, yeah. Yeah, very, very good. And we had, we're doing pretty good business here. And, we make a pretty good living, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were most of your customers Chinese or
English? All white people, yeah.
All white people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you serve them Chinese food or English food?
No, all English food. Yeah.
All English food?
Yeah, no Chinese food the news day.
Why not?
Because the people not good for it, you know. And the English people, the Canadian, mm-hmm. Not like it today.
When did they start going for Chinese food then?
We go into Chinese food, I would say about 15 years ago. Yeah. Now we sell more Chinese food than English food now.
Really?
Than Canadian, yeah.
Why do you think that's happened?
Well, because... the Canadian, when they taste Chinese food, they like it better than the Canadian food. Canadian food, steaks and veal cutlet and hamburgers. But in Chinese food, they have a different flavor, different dishes, you know, so many to choose from. Once they taste the Chinese food, they come back for it. Yeah.
There, you said that there used to be about 900 Chinese here in Kamloops.
Yeah.
Now there are only about 300 Chinese.
Yeah, about 300.
What happened to the Chinese population?
Well, Chinese population, those people who come over, you know, in maybe 1900, maybe 1980. Well, those days, most of them should die off now, so pass away. Those who are still living, after the war, they went back to China to visit the family, and they would like to die in the homeland.
What in Kamloops' old Chinatown, when you first got here, were there any associations, clubs?
Yes, yeah. And they had one club here. They had one club, like Sweden, you know. They had all kind of Chinese instrument to play. They go in there to learn to play a Chinese instrument.
You could learn to play an instrument.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some Chinese, you know, they know how to play violin or Chinese instrument. They're teaching the younger people, you know, to play. And we have a show, you know, a stage, you know, to play the Chinese. And Chinese musician, yeah.
How about Freemasons? Were they here then?
Yeah, maybe here. Well, they have two, a Chinese Freemason and Chinese National Elite. Yeah, two of them, yeah.
What were they doing in the old days?
In the Freemason? Well, Freemason, I don't belong to the Freemason. I don't know what the objects.
Did you belong to any clubs?
I belong to the Chinese National League. Oh,
What kind of activities were involved there?
Well, there's some poor. We suppose I promote a friend relation between the Chinese and the white people, and that's our object. And also we try to educate the young people to read Chinese and a Chinese culture, and also try to teach them in English as well. Yeah.
Were the Chinese ever badly treated in Kamloops?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, they are very friendly to us. Yeah, they are very good to the Chinese.
How did you feel when you walked down the streets?
Well, I feel uneasy. I don't feel any discrimination against me, you know. Not like some places. Yeah. Well, when I go down the street, when I know some Canadian or English people, they say hello to me, I say them back to them, yeah.
But did you hear stories of discrimination in other places?
Eh?
Did you hear stories of discrimination in other places?
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah.
Was it, how was it?
Well, In some city or some town, I hear a lot of old timer tell me about it, you know, in all day. Well, suppose we have the good hotel in town. If I'm a Chinese, I try to get a room there, and they refuse to me just because I'm a Chinese, you see. And you walk down to the street, and they look down at you just because you are Chinese.